Okay. All right, Susan.
Okay. Who are these?
We have 7:36. You want me to call the roll?
Sure.
Great. Teresa Allen?
Present.
Jack DePalma?
Hello. Good to see you.
Okay. Violetta Diamond?
Here.
Okay. Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Here.
Eleanor Elizabeth Foreman?
She said that she might be on and off.
Okay. Eric Jacobson?
Here.
Avelia Jones?
Here.
Lily Kimura?
Here.
Sean Kelly McPherson?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Myla Reason?
Presente.
John Rhodes?
I am here.
Minerva Sanders?
Present.
Aki Tanaka?
I'm here.
Carol Wolfley? Well, she said she was come and go, but she'll say her name again when she gets up. Susan Young, and we have got also, I see that we have Christina Avalos.
Am I on this committee?
Well, you're, at the moment, you're an invitee.
Oh, I thought I was.
It's confusing. Who's the 248 number? I need to rename them.
Oh, that's Sean Rhodes? Oh, no, Sean, sorry. 2384, is that Beth?
Yes.
Okay. Beth, Eleanor Elizabeth Foreman, you've arrived. Do you want to say your name?
I'm Eleanor Elizabeth Foreman. I'm at the ER, and I'm going to be attending sporadically. My battery won't allow me to do otherwise, and I may be interrupted by medical things. So I hope I have your indulgence.
Well, you have our, you have, we're impressed. I'm impressed.
And sympathy.
That you're, that the dedication you're bringing. Okay. Beth Von Guten is here. Beth?
Yes, I'm present.
I think I saw Sagerton.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okie dokie. Mr. Chair, we have more than quorum. We have a huge outpouring of commitment.
Okay. I like the hat.
Thank you. James, no. You came on late. I am the doppelganger of Frida Kahlo as an old woman.
No, Susan?
Yes?
Somehow I couldn't find the agenda. Could you sort of summarize the agenda for me?
Absolutely. So the agenda that I sent forward was convene, take, number one, convene, two, take role and confirm quorum, three, approve agenda, four, approve prior meeting minutes, five, discuss recommendations about the 2023 elections process, about what to continue and what to change for the next election. Other matters, six, seven, next meeting and whether another meeting is needed. Eight, adjourn. I also sent some recommendations, including a question, and this probably goes to next meeting, about whether we want to have an executive session to discuss the performance of the NES.
Okay.
I move approval of the agenda.
All right. So anybody who wants to add anything to the agenda?
Carol, I just wanted to say I'm back.
Okay. Thank you,
Carol. Gotcha.
Point of order.
Okay.
May I just say for the record that it's November 1st and it's now 5:41 p.m. in California, so that's 8:41 on the East Coast.
Okay.
I also have a question. If I'm
not on the agenda, so we can discuss it.
Sure.
Okay.
I'm confused. If I'm not on the committee, then I'm going to step down, leave the meeting. I'm a little confused.
Okay. I think this goes, this is Christina. Is that correct?
Yes.
Right.
My hand doesn't work. The raised hand doesn't work.
Sure.
Mr. Chair, shall I address that?
Did she receive notification, formal notification through KPFTX? So,
Mr. Chair, if I could address that, please.
Yeah, sure, Susan. Go ahead.
Thank you. Christina, your on and off has been a consideration at the PNB, and they decided that Eric, at the last meeting, they decided that Eric would be seated. And so, yes, you were not on this committee because we were in uncertain territory. You were on my list to inform.
Okay, then I'll...
So, excuse me, point of order.
Sure, Myra. Go ahead.
I don't believe that the PNB actually voted to change the outcome of the KPFK's election, and Christina was elected, so I think that that's still a point of contention. All they did was they voted to put Eric back on our KPFK roster, but they didn't vote to remove Christina.
So the way I would look at it is that, Christina, you're still on a committee that, because, as I say, hasn't really been resolved one way or the other. So I would entertain that you be able to be sitting in this committee meeting.
As a voting committee member?
Right. Yeah, it's provisional. Because
point of order, Eric.
Eric and you are both, go ahead, Eric.
Well, this came up, and one of Beth's points in the meeting, the PNB meeting that restored me in good standing to the PNB-approved LSB, was the fact that in the current circumstance, the station, LA station, has a surplus of its allotted number of members on this committee. So it's irregular. And I believe it was pretty strongly implied, Beth can correct me if I'm wrong, that one of the consequences was going to be that this type of quibbling wouldn't continue. And I don't remember the exact details, but I thought that those elections were not approved. They were suspended by the PNB. And so the idea that the results of them should be honored by this committee is incorrect. Am I wrong, Myla? In all truth, the PNB suspended those elections.
Aki, Mr. Chair, may I address?
Sure, Myra. Go ahead.
The motion, the resolution passed last Thursday by the PNB did not address the question of committee membership here. That was not part of the resolution. The resolution was simply to see Eric.
Eric, okay. To the stack again. Yeah. Aki, may I?
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead. I'll wait my turn. Whoever's next.
Who's next?
I believe I am as a member of this committee.
Okay, Kel, go ahead.
I would like to make a motion that for this meeting, because at this meeting there is not clarity, that Christina continue on as a member, and that that Aki, that our chair and secretary seek clarification for the next meeting.
Okay.
I second.
Okay. Anybody object to that?
And I want to
Vanessa objects.
Eric objects.
Eric. Vanessa.
Eric objects as well.
Anybody else besides Vanessa and Eric?
Sean objects.
Okay, Sean. All right. So we'll sort of have a,
I'm still on the stack, Aki.
Yeah, go ahead, Aki.
And I'm on the stack as well.
Okay, Susan, you haven't spoken. Go ahead, Susan.
Yeah, okay. The, my point of order is that, I at least as committee secretary never received a copy of the motion. So I'm unclear about what the instruction is from the PNB.
Okay. All right. So in any case, obviously it's going to be, nobody's going to agree as to, which way this is going to be resolved. So only thing I can say to Christina is that if you, want to stay on the meeting, you're more than welcome. But who is, resolution or what the status is unknown.
I'd still like to be recognized.
I believe there's a motion.
I was on the stack. Yeah,
there was a motion and there were three no's. So that is noted.
Okay. Aki, Eric to the stack. I've been waiting my turn.
Sure, go ahead, Eric.
It's really not disputed that the PNB resolution during those elections, they passed a resolution to suspend them, and then the teller went ahead and published the results after that. But it's really not disputed that the PNB, which has plenary authority over the LSBs, acted to suspend that election. And it's just something that doesn't really need to be deferred, because the PNB was clear. And so
I thought that the motion of the PNB passed was to reinstate you as LSB member.
This is a previous
election that was held.
Previously, Aki. Previously. Long before. Okay. Well, when that first came up and my status was thrown into question.
In any case,
the PNB suspended those elections that the KPFK, PNB recognized KPFK held. And then the teller went ahead and published the results anyway. But the PNB had already acted, and they have plenary authority over the LSB.
Well,
it's just a fact. It's in the bylaws.
I don't really, I'm addressing the, issue of what PNB did or not. All I'm saying is that since there's, conflicting, opinions about this, all I'm saying is that Christina is more than welcome to, sit through this, meeting. And whatever consequences of that will be resolved down the line.
Chair, point of information, please.
Sure, Vanessa.
Are you suggesting that Christina remain as a voting member tonight, given the unclarity?
No, I'm just simply saying it's just provisional. I mean, it's up up in the air. I can't decide. I'm not going to do one way or the other. Whatever the vote is, it could be contested down the line.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. All right, let's go into any other thing?
I just have a question. Can I vote?
Yeah, I think that, the way I look at it is that you can vote, but people can challenge it down the line because of what the PNB did. And then obviously, if whatever the vote the PNB took proceeds, then whatever the vote would not count, but that's up to the PMB to decide.
Aki, point of information?
Sure.
Okay, I thought what I just asked you was, would Christina, and this has nothing to do with her, I've never met her, I don't know her, it has absolutely nothing to do with her,
right.
But about the issue and the principle and the process.
Sure.
So I just ask if she could remain as a voting member, and my understanding of your answer was no. But then when she just asked, I thought what I heard you say was yes, as a voting member. So
well,
I'm a little confused.
Aki, did someone call for the question? This is Minerva.
Well, the person had to be recognized. The person who called had to be recognized when they did that.
Okay. Aki, will you recognize me if I call
for
the question?
What do you have to say?
I'm calling for the question.
Okay, but I still like an answer to my question.
With the motion.
Okay, so Minerva, what was the motion? I forget now.
Oh, I made the motion.
Could you answer my question, Aki, please? And just clarify for me. I'm a little unclear as to Christina's status.
Yeah, I'm unsure too. What was the motion, Carol?
Okay, so first of all, point of order is that I want to request that everybody be recognized before they start speaking because it gets really confusing. Okay. And also the motion was that at this meeting that Christina Avalos be in this meeting as a voting member, and that that the chair and secretary of the elections committee will seek verification of the status of her status for future meetings.
Okay. Well, let's go to the vote then.
Aki, did you answer my question? Because my vote depends on how you answer the question.
Point of order. Point of
I have already Vanessa, asked the question. I was recognized, Vanessa, and then Vanessa. The question was called, and you're moving forward with the vote as though I have not answered asked the question. I would like the answer so I'll know how to vote.
Okay. Well, I don't have an answer. I'm going to depend on the body to decide, you know, what, because I cannot make I don't have enough.
Okay, that's
whatever.
Fair enough.
So I'll let the body vote, and then we'll just go with that for today. Okay, right. Susan, could you take a vote?
So I'll take the roll, and as I understand it, yes, which supports Carol's motion, is right. That Christina will stay on the committee as a voting member subject to review by the PNB.
Right, exactly.
And no is no, she will not be on the committee tonight as a voting member. Teresa.
Right. Okay.
Alan says yes.
Jack.
I'm going to pass right now.
Violetta.
Abstain.
Vanessa.
Vanessa says no.
Eleanor Elizabeth Foreman. She may be off at the moment. If she comes back, Eric.
I vote no.
Avelia.
I vote yes.
Lily.
I vote yes.
Sean McPherson.
No.
Okay. No. Myla.
Myla Reason votes yes.
Sean Rhodes?
No.
Minerva?
Yes.
Naki?
I vote yes.
Carol?
Yes.
Susan? Yes. Pass, Jack, you want to consider?
Yes, I'll say yes this time. Thank you.
I like that answer.
Uh-huh. Sorry, did I miss somebody?
Me.
And coming, right, Eleanor, I'm coming back to you.
Wait, we're ready for the x-ray, so.
Okay.
Yes or no?
I'm going in for an x-ray, so hold my place for the vote, please.
No, listen, you can say yes or no right now.
For what question?
He doesn't know the question, no. That's what's wrong.
Okay, yes, and we seat Christina Avalos as a voting member for this meeting, subject to PNB review. No, we don't seat her as a voting member for this meeting.
Yes, I'm ready, sir.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so the vote is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yes, seven. I am.
All right, so 7, 8, 9, 10 yes, 1 abstain, and no's, 1, 2, 3 no's.
Myla, can you mute Eleanor Elizabeth, please?
I think she just muted.
You know, yeah. I did it. Susan,
I count 4 no's.
Hmm?
I count 4 no's.
4 no's.
It's 4 no's. This is Minerva as well.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, all right. Thank you very much.
May I change my vote?
Sure.
Jack.
Minerva was a no? Excuse me?
Jack?
Yeah, I'm going to vote no.
Okay, sure. So
okay, so that makes the number of no's is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 no's.
Five no's.
This is five. This is Minerva. I did not vote no. I voted yes. Sorry.
Right. Okay, apologies.
And I want to make sure I register as a no.
Okay, so let me repeat the no's. Jack DePalma, Vanessa Dixon Breeks, Eric Jacobson, Sean Kelly McPherson, Sean Rhodes, and that's it.
Nine. Okay, thank you. 9 to 5.
And one abstention.
Okay, Susan, what is the next on the agenda?
Okay. Next on the agenda is the minutes. And let me say that I'll have the minutes of the next meeting, but as a practical matter, we had a briefing from the NES and we took no actions.
Okay. Thank you.
I move to approve the agenda. I mean, to approve the minutes.
Okay, Carol.
Okay, any objections? Okay, Susan, what is next on the agenda?
Okay. Next on the agenda is, discuss recommendations about the 2023 elections process, about what to continue and what to change for the next election. I sent out a list that was an effort to compile what I believe we have heard on our various meetings and received from emails. I'd be happy to go down that list if that's helpful.
Sure, if it's short, why don't you do that so everybody's at least abreast of it?
Sure. Okay, the first thing I have on the list is voter rolls are perhaps the biggest problem. Accuracy of current memberships for listeners, disputes over who qualifies as staff members.
Now, doesn't that have to do with paying the vendor who keeps track of the numbers?
I think there are two aspects of that. One of them is, yes, paying the vendor for listener members. So that is the, what's the name of that system?
Allegiance? What is it?
Allegiance. Is it Allegiance?
Yeah. Allegiance, and I think a priority use of proceeds from whatever the real estate action is that is pending at KPFK. Might be to bring current with Allegiance so we have better membership information both for all of our purposes for the stations, for membership relationships, things like renewals, and then also for the elections.
So could we put that as a recommendation to the PNB? Well, obviously they cannot print money, but at least we should know that the reason why the membership list is not as accurate as it could be is part of it is that not paying the vendor to keep track of us. We can put that as a item to the PNB. Okay.
Sure.
Go ahead.
I think Vanessa's got her hand up.
Okay, Vanessa, go ahead.
No, I just wanted to find out if I don't recall receiving that email asking for our feedback. So my apology if I just plain missed it. Is it okay to give our feedback that you can add to that list? Can we give that tonight during this meeting?
Absolutely.
Okay. So I would like to add, local election supervisors, to serve under the NES. And an election supervisor who does not change deadlines, who actually sticks to whatever the deadline is based on people who submit whatever the information that's required by the date and time, not by whenever the election supervisor had the opportunity to get to their information.
Okay. If I may make a clarification for the record, okay? Vanessa, one of the things that you brought up had to do with having LESs.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't see this, I apologize, but point number five is raise dollars to support the election and consider whether LESs can be afforded.
Okay.
It's all a financial issue.
I mean, you may wish to phrase that more strongly.
Well, I've phrased it pretty absolutely to have.
Well, then you and I have alternate phrasings for it. I'm talking about raising the money to make this, for this to be a priority.
Okay, well, I'm just talking about having them. They're both connected. They're both, one supports the other.
Right.
You can edit it as you see fit. It's the both of the same point, both making the same point to have
about
election
LES.
Supervisors.
Okay.
All local
and
election
then,
supervisors.
And then the other clarification I'd like to make just for my keeping the minutes is you raised the point that is not on my list that would add to it. And that is NES is instructed to not change deadlines. Is that correct?
Stick to the stipulated deadline.
Right.
Stay with stipulated deadlines as published.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay.
Minerva, go ahead. Can I mute yourself?
Yes. Go ahead. Susan, were you going to say something before I talk?
Yeah. I was just going to, if it's okay, I'd like to go down the list so that we see whether these cover things that people are going to bring up and then add in things that aren't on the list or dispute the things that are on the list.
So you want to go down the list list?
If that's okay.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you.
Well,
sure.
They'll simply, because all of the answers might be answered by the thing shooters. So why don't you go down the list then?
Great. Number two that I had was modify the online nomination procedure so that it is easier to navigate. Three, achieve greater consistency from station to station for election promotion, including carts and candidate forums. Four, meet the bylaws specified schedule so that the election time frame is not compressed, including ED naming the NES earlier in the year. And then my number five was, get LESs on board. And Vanessa's number six was stick to the stipulated schedule.
Okay.
Can I get a point of information, Akia?
Go ahead.
Yes, I believe that I wanted to know, as you just read them, as was just read, but I didn't think that there was a priority to the first one or the second one or the third one. They're all equally valued as being good suggestions. I'll stop there.
Susan, you want
to answer? Vanessa, back on the stack when I can.
Yeah, Susan, you want to just answer?
I did not put it. These are not in a ranking order. The committee may wish to rank these, but I did rank. I said voter rolls are perhaps the biggest problem.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But the others were just ones that I heard in committee meetings and that I saw in emails.
Okay. So let me take a stack. We can go through the stack. Now that we have the six issues that were raised, Vanessa, why don't you go ahead?
Okay. I wanted to correct, one, I did not say stick to the schedule or that was not what I meant by what I said in terms of deadlines. And I thought that I could have phrased what I was trying to say better, but what I was trying to say was not stick to the schedules, because at a certain point, it was necessary to change the schedule, because of the difficulties, you know, that we were having with the election. What I'm saying specifically is that when the election supervisor stipulates a deadline, a date and a time, that anyone who submits whatever the required information is within that deadline, that it be accepted based on when they submit it rather than based on when the NES feels that she can get to it. So if she can't get to it within that date and time, then she just does not certify, or those people are just disqualified. That is what I mean by honoring the date and time that the election supervisor stipulates. Anything submitted within that time frame should be honored as submitted on time.
Okay. All right. I wrote that down. Thank you, Vanessa. Minerva?
Okay. And I was going back to, in the order that she has identified these concerns or recommendations. Number one, she talked about the accuracy of the voting roll. And I need to understand, is there somewhere that in the bylaws that defines membership, listener versus staff versus who qualifies as a staff listener? Because I think that was a big issue. A lot of people didn't know which one of those categories they fit in. And I think we need to be very clear as it relates to that area. So are we just tonight identifying these and we'll deal with them further in other meetings? Or I'm trying to get a good understanding of where we're going with this tonight, because we can spend a lot of time talking about the dates and LESs and so on and so forth, but I'm trying to get a better understanding of, are we going 1 through 6, or are we just jumping in and we're all over the place with this?
Yeah, well, Minerva, I think that issue about the staff and listener has been addressed many times, so I don't know exactly what the bylaw says at the moment, but I think that that is something that bylaw does address. So we'll make sure that, you know, it's not hanging up in the air as we make this recommendation.
So anyway, right.
It's a good point to bring up.
Okay. And because reading the election information, it was not clear. Most of what I saw was dealing with listeners, but it needs to be clear for both groups, not just one. And even with the complaints, it was only dealing with listeners. It was not dealing with staff and where they could complain or we could complain about different things. So we need that clarity in that document.
Right. Okay. Cal?
Yep.
To answer Minerva's question first, Minerva, I think what the bylaws say, it's like, to be a staff member, you have to have worked for the station 30 hours in the last 3 months. So then the problem where it breaks down is the station manager is responsible for tracking those hours, having documented hours, and that's where the breakdown appears to be in some situations. So I think that could be tightened up. And of course, it needs to be clear that it's not biased by a given station manager, you know, recruiting or, you know, so but I also wanted to speak to, this issue. I think the issue about the LESs, their major task in the past has been to, help candidates go through the process of getting the nominations, and that is a big part of it. And I believe that the electronic nomination process is much more cumbersome than our old process, where people would present a list of names that would be certified by the station so that there would be an event at the station or in another place where people would come in and sign paper petitions. And it actually could be another alternative. And then those could be verified. Those, you know, like, because usually, because we operate in slates, usually people get a lot of the same names for the same people. And so it would be very easy to turn those names into the station for verification. That would cut down, way down the need for a local election supervisor. There are many places where things are not according to the bylaws. For instance, there is no open public comments at the PMB meetings. There are no in-person PMB meetings. There are many, many areas where the bylaws are not followed for expediency. And so I think that the issue with the LES is to find a workable, more easy combination of opportunities for people to submit their nominations. And that would eliminate some of the cost. Pacifica, unless there is some kind of a huge surprise that I think none of us are aware of, is not going to have a lot of money for the elections in March of 2024. So we need to also be mindful. I think it's particularly important for those members of this committee who are from stations that are not able to contribute to central service fees on a regular basis or contribute to the station financially in other ways to carry their weight, that they need to be looking at that so that we have enough money to have a workable election. So I do not support the idea of insisting that we have LESs. I support the idea that we streamline the nomination process through paper and electronic system and that we do things in a timely way with verification of the member lists. Thanks.
Yeah, well, times do change. So, Teresa, go ahead.
I would like to brainstorm how we can best ensure that we make quorum. I don't like waiting till the last minute and having the election supervisor say it's going to cost you X thousand dollars if you don't make this quorum. And yeah. to me, it seems like the number of debates didn't make a difference. There were some stations that had a lot of panels and debates, and still people didn't vote until the last minute. So I would like to brainstorm what we can do about that.
Yeah, it's a very good point. It's always being a big issue, election after election. So, yeah. It's, Thank you. Susan, go ahead.
Yeah, my hand is up really to respond to part of Minerva's question, which is what are we accomplishing in this meeting? And are we planning on having any other meeting? And I one of the points on the agenda is to decide whether we need more meetings. The product that I would be working on would be compiling the issues and recommendations that are coming out of this conversation. And in some cases, the recommendations disagree. The LES issue, for instance. Yeah. And then circulate them with the committee and see if those are an accurate representation of our conversation.
Okay. Well, I think you were doing a pretty good job of bringing up, you know, I think a lot of the issues that are being raised are very, very good. Like, like the staff and listener kind of a thing about getting quorum. They're all crucial things. So I think they were doing a pretty good job. Myra, go ahead.
Thank you. I too would like to speak about the need for an LES. I mean, out of a certain amount of unfairness that occurred during our candidate forums at KPFK. And I think that the discussion that I have in mind would be better suited for executive session. So I would like to, when and if we go into executive session, raise my concerns at that time. Thank you.
Okay, Jeff, go ahead.
So I'll unmute and then I'll say hello, everybody. Good to see you. And I thought the goal of this was to take a victory lap and say we did it and thank you very much for helping out. I appreciate that. I really did want to prioritize your list. Thank you very much, Myla, for sharing it on the chat. I have some radical ideas that maybe don't really get accepted or addressed, but I believe if we had uniformity across the network, we might have some better outcomes in every example. I believe that having no money means having fragmented lists or inability to function with lists at a snap, and that might be the big problem. You should be running those lists in January and February if you're going to have an election in May or June or July. I really don't think that the nomination process is productive or needed or necessary. It's a gate that sometimes is unworkable with the virtual world. I was just saying, I like to touch the paper. I like to look at it three times before I decide what I read and understand what it means. So the firm schedules is really good and the uniformity is good. But again, without money, we're really kind of playing with why do we need LESs if we have no money? So right now you need a firm uniform approach to this network wide, both candidates and dates and follow through with lists. And I believe everything comes after that if you can afford to have things like local election supervisors. However, if you can't, remember we almost didn't have this election. It's court ordered, and frankly, that we got started late because we didn't get started late because we're just all sitting around, you know, having a party. Thank you very much.
Okay, Jeff, thanks. Okay, Susan, go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to second Jack. I mean, and I think this committee supported. I think that, you know, a lot of tough decisions were made that we're not necessarily happy about, but meeting quorum, having every station have more than enough candidates, satisfying the court case, I think was really very important in some ways, existential. Regarding the question, and I'm sorry, my kitty cat's getting in the way. Regarding the question of executive session, this goes in my mind to a little bit to Minerva's question. And I think that it might be useful to have an executive session meeting. This one has not been noticed as such. And that things that might be discussed in that are things that pertain to personnel at the different stations, how cooperative were they or not, were there fairness issues, all that sort of thing. And then also the NES, evaluation of the NES and providing that information to the ED, because we're turning around real fast and doing another election.
Okay. All right. Myra?
Thank you. What I can say in open session about my concerns is that if this committee were to come up with some recommendations about how the candidate forums should be handled, because I don't think they were handled fairly at KPFK so that if we could have very clear instructions about how they should be conducted next year, then I think that that's important. There's another thing that I'd like to bring up. Okay. The PNB voted that at this election, people would be elected for only 2 years rather than three. And the reason that that is particularly problematic, and I'm wondering if we could make some kind of a recommendation, has to do with fiscal responsibility. Because the PNB voted that we would, that the people who are elected in this delegate election that just happened will only serve for 2 years. That will mean that the people who were elected, such as I was voted in 2021, I will be standing for election if I choose to be a candidate next year in 2024. That's when my term is up. The people who were voted, elected in this election will be up for election again in, 2025. So that means we're going to have 3 years in a row of costly elections. So I'm thinking that perhaps this committee might think in terms, or the finance committee, might take a look at the fiscal prudency of having 3 years of costly elections because the PNB voted for some odd reason in my mind to make the terms of the people who were just elected only 2 years. It's going to be a lot more expensive for Pacifica to do it that way. Thank you.
Maida, I can address that. I did confer with both Judy and Arthur about this before the vote happened, but I'll bring a motion to rescind that and bring it to a 3 year, and then I'll bring it that to the election committee too. Okay. Yeah, your point is very, very right on the point.
Thank you.
Eric, go ahead.
So I want to bring up the quality of the debate forums as an issue. I think they can be improved. I'm a little bit agnostic as to exactly what I mean by that. I'll be candid. But I think we all know what a high quality debate experience is when we hear one. Some of it has to do with focusing the topics in a way that the participants can pre-prepare for and mix it up with each other to an extent, but also make clear what they stand for. And I just think we do a poor job on the whole. It's good. I'm not referring to what I think some people quarrel with that happened in L.A., where things got a little wild, apparently, in one of them. I didn't hear that one, but I heard about it. But I on that score, I go with Justice Brennan's adage about First Amendment debate being uninhibited, robust, and wide open of necessity. It's just part of the democratic experience and the cost of freedom, where people will sometimes not be accurate. They'll make mistakes, and it's just part of the whole democratic process. And Pacifica has, I think, very correctly opted for being governed by its members and its staff through democratic elections. So I would just like to have a little thought given to how they can be improved. And I think that the focusing of the topics a little better. We also have had the attempted to do the experiment with the neutral debate moderators. We had the League of Women Voters involved, and that's not a bad idea, provided that the consultations in advance can be, improved too. Giving a list of, I think my only experience with it was 2019, and we were advised in advance about 12 different topics that could come up, and then were randomly decided by the moderator as to who would get what questions. And if you're a good diligent voter like I am in these elections, you care about what people stand for and their abilities and to help Pacifica after they're elected. And so I make a study of that in each and every candidate case, and then hearing them speak for themselves is part of that evaluation too. I just think we need to give some thought to improving the quality of that. That's all. Thank you.
So you're basically recommending that it should be done more structured and pertain to the mission of Pacifica kind of a thing.
Not just that, Aki. I'll throw in one more thought, which is okay. I think we have to make an effort, and maybe I spoke around this and I should have been more direct. I think we need to frame what the really salient issues are for that Pacific is facing, and the opposing views on certain issues. You know, it's not a secret that we have disagreements among Pacificans about the utility of our current democratic bylaws and the imperatives of them. And there's apparently a strong dissent in some quarters. I don't know how strong it continues to be, but we had the two referendums. That's a topic that I'm not sure is at all behind us. And so, you know, we need to have these candidates opine on where they stand. You know, the old expression I hearken to is Grover Cleveland. I mean, what's the use of running for office if you don't stand for something? So I like to know where people stand on the really big issues that Pacifica is facing. And I don't think the average debate forum that we've had allows me to know that of these candidates, at least not in a particularly coherent way. That's all.
Okay. Well, thanks. Okay. Any more questions? Anyone on the staff here? Okay. Let's see. Susan, can I put in one more?
Yeah. First of all, let me just say that I think that this conversation is very thoughtful and a lot of good information is coming from it. I think we've got a couple of things that we might follow up on and have further discussion. One of them is, well, the first is I would love to kind of get more thoughts and compile them and circulate them among us about conducting the forums, sort of like what are the things, I mean, Eric, you just downloaded a lot of recommendations, and, you know, greater consistency, fairness, possibly the League of Women Voters being the entities, you know, being the party that conducts them in a neutral way. All those sorts of things are good. I think it might be useful to think about what that list of topics or questions is. And how many of them there are, how many people in a single one. I know that some, I think, took questions from listeners, some didn't. I think at KPFT, what we did was we compiled questions from listeners rather than letting them be on air. So I think that there are a lot of questions about that. And I think one of the really useful things that we can do as a committee is to provide more ideas, flesh those ideas out. The other thing is I would really like to have a better sense of, do we think it makes sense to have an executive session, either for, you know, critiquing, I think I heard Myla say that if we can come up with standardization and really high quality forums, that the question of how they were conducted at KPFK might not need the same kind of deep dive. But I wonder if we want to be giving any feedback about the NES or, you know, or employees.
Okay.
The NES is a contract, obviously.
Okay. Now, I'm going to go into trying to schedule the next election, next meeting. Eric, why don't you since your hand is up, why don't you do one more round of, get your comment here?
Aki, my hand was a legacy from the previous, so I'll take it down.
Okay. Well, right now, the next meeting, you know, we've been having regular election meeting the first Wednesday of each month, and the next election meeting is scheduled for first week of December, Wednesday. So is it okay if we can...
Can I have my hand up?
Okay, Arona, go ahead.
Okay. I was thinking that we should try to make a list of things that that could be done better. Have a working group
to make a list of suggestions for improvements before the next election to give to the PNB and ED before the next election. And I would volunteer to be part of it.
Okay. Well, although, you know, in this meeting, I think we did a pretty good job of covering many, many points. So, Eleanor, if you want to take a lead in, you know, forming a group of, you know, inviting people, why don't you do that? Because before the December meeting, then we can, you know, have that. We have the list of the things that were discussed at this meeting, and then we can add to that whatever, you know, a group of people who wants to work on it can come up with.
Thanks.
Now, anybody wants to, well, I mean, I'm not quite sure exactly how. Eleanor, do you just want to invite people in the election committee and set up a notice?
Is it all right to also have people who are not on the elections committee on this working group?
You know, considering the fact that it's,
nine to go.
Something that benefits all of the network. I don't see any reason. Does anybody have any objection to just having anybody contribute? Yeah, I don't think there's any objection to having
Carol for this deck.
Yeah, go ahead, Carol.
Question.
Yeah, I think Eleanor was. I think Eleanor was in the. An appointment while we just went over our list and had a discussion about it. So, I think that, we have to be careful about setting up meetings where there may be quorum of this members of this committee without it being properly noticed or setting up some kind of another group. I think it's important for members of this committee to act as members of this committee and to bring their concerns to the committee. So I would encourage Eleanor to listen to the recording of this meeting and see what we did talk about if you were not in part of it, and then see if there's anything to add. That would be my suggestion. And I also wanted to just make a comment about, I wanted to add something else. And rule number 6, there was some changes in that. And it became challenging in relation to rule number 6 against slander and libel, that the NES, although the NES did make comments about one situation that possibly involved slander and libel, did and made recommendations that the PNB take that up. So, and I know that there have been different kinds of situations in different forums where there were what I would consider to be personal attacks, and I think that having just gone through losing a lawsuit for defamation and this issue with Them Pacifica, I think that there need to be guidelines with Them Pacifica about no bullying and possible slander and libel to address this so that we can have a respectful working environment for our meetings. And I know that some of the stations have guidelines for how meetings are handled. And I know that it was hard at the last minute to jump into the forums where you're bringing new people into the forums. But I think it's a very important, an important issue for the elections. And, the NES did make some recommendations to the PNB to take action, possible action about libel and slander in the forums. So that would be something to add to the agenda as a topic.
Okay. So the last comment, Myra, go ahead.
Yeah, I have to be recognized.
I'll let the two people.
I'd like to
Okay, I'm gonna, since the time is running, I got the three people in the sack. Okay. I'm gonna go through the three people and then we'll schedule the, what we're gonna cover in the next meeting, okay?
Okay.
So Myra, Jack, and Eric. Okay, go ahead, Myra.
Thank you. I
do you have Sean on the stack?
Oh yeah, Sean. Oh yeah, go ahead.
Sean Rose.
I'll put you there too. So Myra, Jack, Eric, and Sean.
Okay, so just quickly, I agree with what Carol said, and in terms of bringing other people in, I think that that would be not a great idea, so please review what we already went over, Elizabeth, Eleanor, and I would just like to say that if you know of, or as a listener representative, if you hear from people who have concerns, you can certainly bring those concerns to us, but involving more people I think would be problematic and cumbersome. Thank you.
Okay. Jack, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to add what Eric said was really relevant to me. I believe that what we have to do is ask the major question and then the minor question. The major question, how do you feel about the Pacifica mission statement and how will that relate to your service on the LSB? Because we never asked that question in New York, and I would have loved to hear the answer from many people. And the other thing, that the minor point that Eric made, which was, what is your sense about democracy in this foundation? How do we make that democracy function better? Because if we don't have enough people voting, or we don't have enough people participating, or we don't have enough, you know, funders or resources, we have to operate with the resources we have rather than, so therefore, you know, not just a matter of numbers, not just a matter of income, but a matter of enthusiasm. How do you feel about that democracy? Because we could see that democracy is suffering around the world and notably in our country. So thank you. Thank you, Eric. It's a good, very, very good, very good point to that pencil there.
And Eric, go ahead again. Is that Agassi? You want to speak more?
Yeah, very briefly. Thanks for the compliment there. I don't know how deserved it is, but anyway, what I, wanted to add was, I think we have to face a slightly uncomfortable truth, which is that these debates that we place on our air are not necessarily scintillating radio as they're currently, as in their current incarnation. And I worry that putting them on the air is, in a sense, an opportunity cost with regular programming, of course, because if we're preempting for an hour, you know, then we're not getting the regular programming that would normally be there. But also, because things are a little, I'm looking for the right word, not as trenchant as they could be, for a variety of reasons. And I worry that maybe these belong more online, for those who are conscientious voters, as I assume describes all of us. And we always eke out quorum, so we have 10% of the members who take the process seriously enough to vote. And I believe it would be equally serious in the majority of cases to go online to listen to these forums, and probably would just coincidentally hear them on the radio anyway. So they more belong online, in my view. I know a lot of people feel strongly differently that they have to be on the air, but there's so many problems with that. They even if you pre-announce the time, it's radio. People listen in a intermittent way. So they're not going to necessarily get the word. Maybe they can be an email blast saying on the radio at this time. But the necessity in our current technological world of putting it on the radio, these debate forums is a question worth asking, because there's trade-offs. That's all. Thank you.
Yeah, totally. A new technology and people can, you know, tune in when they want to listen to. Yeah, it's a good idea. Okay, Sean, go ahead.
This meeting for December 6th at 8:30 Eastern Time, is that to be an executive session or an open session? There are two aspects to this question. One is a timing matter, because the new boards get seated in December. So December 6th is cutting it pretty close for when new people will be coming in. So if we have an executive session there, will that be the last one for this body? Or should we have an executive session prior to that? How does the body feel?
Yeah, good question. Are all the bulls seated by December 6th?
No. They'll start to get seated around that time, right, after December 6th. So I'm saying, right, cutting it close for us to have an executive session and then take further action after that, because the new boards will be seated after that, shortly after that.
Right. Okay.
So well, what I is think, December 6th? An open session or executive session?
Well, right now, the only thing that's scheduled for December 6th is regular open session, and then we'll cover pretty much all of the things that were discussed about what to improve going forward with the future elections. As far as the executive session, I think the only thing that was basically brought up was by Myra, right? That who called for executive session. I don't know of any other issues that were needed to be covered. Is that right?
May I be recognized, Chair?
Sure, Myra, go ahead.
I think that we should have an executive session scheduled to look at the performance of the National Election Supervisor and to discuss other election-related issues, personnel-related issues that occurred based on the candidate forums. And more, yes. Actually, there, it's just, but there are personal issues about this election that need to be discussed.
So if that's the case, there's one open Wednesday, which is on the 15th, and then I'll propose a, just have an executive session on the 15th, and then anybody object to that?
Yes.
Okay. So do you want to take
that? And the reason why I object to it is I cannot attend then. Okay. And I think it's Carol brought up in the chat a reminder that these committees can continue to meet because the new committees are not elected until 2024 and typically not for a couple of months.
Okay. In that case, I think that is true that until the new board, members of board are in, the old people stay on the board. In spite of whatever. So we'll just have a meeting on the first week of December. And if you want an executive session, we'll add that on. Okay? Any objection to doing that?
That was November?
First Wednesday in December.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
So that would be open and executive, is that what you're saying?
We'll add executive session to address what might have brought up. So we'll just add the executive session to that meeting.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody. I think we did.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Point of information, can you just give me that date again? I'm sorry. I was multitasking.
Let's see. First Wednesday in December is the 6th.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
All right.
Sorry about that, folks.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
All right.